Hello, I'm from Rhode Island. I play volleyball and watch anime.
Woo!
Yay! Whee!
All right.
Yes!
Yes!
Hey. Okay, he's a local for me. All right, let's see. I'm going to call an audible and change this. All right, so let's take a look at... Let's take a look at the next game.
Test pattern game.
It's Cash Cab. It's a TV game show that takes place right here in this panel room.
Even though
Cash Cab from
Scrubby
Channel or Bravo or anything.
I know someone who was hit by a Cash Cab.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm suspecting people get in a taxi and then try to get money.
Yeah,
and if they lose, they get kicked out.
This is a trivia game. What's going to happen is I will ask you a question. First of all, we have to take a ride in the money taxi. So let's go. And flip off that guy over there. We're stuck in a red light. That triggers a red light challenge.
You're stuck in my car.
Okay. All right, now you can look on the...
This is not a game show. Okay.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you a question with multiple answers. You have to give me all parts of the answer correct in order to win $10 to charity. Each correct answer you give me will be $1. There's no penalty for a wrong answer. You can guess as much as you want until either time runs out, which is 30 seconds, or you get all the answers right. Okay. So, I'm going to have to be able to hear you, okay?
Those two people are leaving. Trying to find the tickets for you.
All right, so...
I'll take your
turn. Like I said,
no
penalty for wrong answer. Start anything you can.
Yeah.
I want the audience to be quiet again so that I can be able to hear the answers,
yes,
okay?
It's hard of hearing, guys, so...
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Of the 193 current members of the United Nations, the names of 8 countries begin with the letter I in English. Name 6 of them. Go.
Ireland. Iraq.
Yep.
Iran.
Sweet.
Can we give suggestions on this one?
15 seconds.
Italy.
Yep.
Iceland.
Iceland.
India.
Israel.
India.
India.
That's it.
Thank you guys. That's you guys.
Apparently the street shout out worked.
Yeah, it does. It does.
We're the people that you found on the sidewalk.
All right, I'll let that swing.
The ones in the trunk of the car.
All right, so exactly. You got all part of it. The ones you missed were Indonesia and Israel.
Wow. Okay.
So that is $10. So I want you to take those coins and then count them one at a time for everybody into the charity bucket.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
$19. Okay, so we're going to keep going and draw another name. See who is ready to play. Check it in again. 339.
59. What is that?
And can I have your name?
Nick.
Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
What do you do when you're not here?
Usual video games, stuff like that.
Video games?
Furry stuff.
Any 90s games you play?
Any what?
90s games.
That's
my fun. The themes.
Not that I know of. I have in the past.
That thing like a sound recorder? Huh? That thing like a sound recorder?
Yeah, it's an MP3 recorder. Cash cam, stereo.
All right, so let's move on. Let's take a look at the next game you're going to be playing. Tic-tac-toe.
Oh, wow.
So,
you
will be playing a game based totally on luck. So you don't have to worry about trivia.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're going to be playing a bonus round, which is called it's called Beat the Dragon.
Oh, yeah! All right,
so...
Take it back. Wow.
They are planning a revival.
Really?
Of Nintendo.
Wow, are they still going to call it Tic-Tac-Toe?
There was a pilot with Sean Bergeron that came out.
Are they
going to
change the name or keep it the same?
No, it's still in production. Okay, anyway, so let's take a look at the board there. You have numbers 1 through 9, and behind each of those numbers, we have cash amounts from $1 up to $5. We have the words Tic and Tac, and then there is a dragon. What you're going to do is you're going to pick numbers one at a time. You want to accumulate $10 or more, or find the Tic and the Tac. If you find Tic and Tac, it's an automatic win. If you accumulate $10 or more, that's a win. However, if you find the dragon, you will lose everything. So you have the option to stop at any time.
There you go.
Okay?
So it's you're pressing your luck to...
Total power move to stop that.
Give me one second here. Hold on.
Take a
screenshot. Oh, do I shuffle?
They're probably going to shuffle, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, so, shuffle the boxes. Okay, because it's completely based on luck, the audience can yell numbers at you.
Okay.
What'd you pick?
Six!
Eight!
Four!
You gotta go six. You gotta go six.
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 You gotta go six and nine first. I better.
Eight!
Oh.
Going with number eight.
For Hachi.
Let's see what we got back there.
It's a digital. 250.
Yeah.
It's a number.
You want to stop? Go again.
Go again. Go again.
I'm going to have us go with four of them.
Number four.
Yeah, we'll go with four and we'll do four in total.
All right. Let's see what we have. 150. $4.
Alright.
Hey, do I stop or keep going with another number?
Keep going.
Come on, audience.
No,
keep
six.
Going.
Six.
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 Three.
One.
It's
only
five.
You must
two.
Be the six.
Two. Yeah.
Two.
I'm holding
number
right
two.
To the 69.
The dragon is not there. Number two.
The dragon's sleeping.
Tack.
Oh.
So find the chick. Find the chick and tack. You win the dough.
Alright.
Tack does not
have
a value. No value to it.
A last one. Which
five.
Six.
One or seven.
Three.
Five.
Six.
I'm hearing a lot of sixes, so I'll go with
six. All right, let's go along on the sides and everything. As I said, if it's Tic, you automatically win. Let's hope it's not the dragon. Oh! So now you're $2 away.
Yeah, all right. Now
I'm stop or keep going?
I'm going to call it quits there.
No, no, keep going,
no!
Keep going.
We could lose
course.
Everything.
Yeah, we could also win more.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
I'll let him kick a box after he says he's quits.
Peer pressure.
That's true.
Peer pressure.
That is true.
We're not betting on the house here.
Although,
all right, what's your decision? So I stop?
I'll
stop. Okay.
Stop.
That's a total of $8 that's going into the charity bucket. By the way, that's an open bucket. Anybody can put money in there. You can put money in, but don't take money out, please. now, let's. Before we do that, where do you think the dragon was?
Under five.
One.
One. Say seven.
Three.
Five.
Three.
One. All right, let's just go with number three. See what happens there.
Oh.
That would have been a win.
I don't know what I
would have picked. I heard a lot of people saying five. Let's see what was in five. Let's see what happens.
Number
seven.
Number seven.
All
right.
Okay. Well, we have. So that is a total of $8. So that is 8 points right there. So we're going to count them one at a time for everyone.
All right.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight. There we go.
And
we're going to put more money in
here.
Oh! Another time.
Yay!
$10!
$10!
There you go.
So that was $18
just won.
All right, so now we're actually up to $37.
Woo!
Okay, anybody new come in that wants to try to play? No? Okay.
Yes, you got one.
Oh, I think you're going to give me four. I'll take some more.
Okay, and I'm running next panel. I don't know why I'm rushing.
Yeah.
Chicken ending in 3-4-0.
3-4-0.
3-4-0.
TikTok hit.
I want a chicken.
I have
6-1.
Do you want a trade?
I have 2-6-8. Who's got the lucky
16 what's your name?
I'm
Cole.
I'm a skateboarder. I listen to music. I'm a furry, obviously.
One trash.
Ugh.
I'm actually a Doberman.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
My mistake. I'm sorry.
Just like for this game, do you mind taking that off for a second? I am going to need to hear you on this one.
Okay.
All right. This game, this next game, let's take a look at it. And remember what I did say about older games?
Yeah. Yeah, take that.
This is an old game called Pass the Buck. There is actually a panel taking place tomorrow called Pass Again. And it's based off of this game. It's a very old game. It took place for one season back in the early 70s. But it's a pretty simple thing to do here. Okay. So let me show you the board here. This is the bonus round called the Fast Bucks bonus round. So if you take a look at the screen, or down there, you notice we have four rows. Each has a certain number of items. Each row has a category associated, and then hidden items. What I'll do is I'm going to give you a category, and you just start naming things in that category as fast as you can. So if it was, for example, types of cheese, I may have hidden cheddar, mozzarella, gouda, and brie, or something like that. What's going to happen is, in order to win $10 to charity, you have to either give me all the answers in a row across, or get at least one answer in each row. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at the bottom where there's four of them. You start naming things. If you get all four, you win. If you get at least one, we keep going on. If you don't get anything, then the game's over. Okay? You're going to have 15 seconds on each row. So you have to just name anything as fast as you can. Okay? And we're going to start on the bottom row. Okay? To win the $10 for charity, I want you to name four characters from the Toy Story series.
Ooh.
Okay? So I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
You got this.
All right. You ready? 15 seconds and go.
Woody, Buzz Lightyear, Slinky, and...
Keep going. Name as many as you can.
Mr.
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head was in time. Okay.
Oh my.
So you got one. That's good. I'm going to read off the ones you missed in case I didn't hear. So I want the audience to
okay,
help me
on
this one.
The other
ones you did not get were Bullseye.
Did not say.
Lotso.
Those are three.
And Rex.
Oh,
okay. So just to confirm for me, they didn't say that.
Nope,
any other
potato head.
All right, so that's okay because you got one. So now you have another chance. We're going to move up to the next row where there are three items. Okay? Reset time. Stop, reset, stop.
New DJ.
Overclock in the grandfather clock.
So what's the question?
They haven't said it yet.
Oh.
There we go. Okay. All right, so now we're going to go on the row with three items. And to win the $10 for charity, I want you to name three cities in California.
Okay. I got you with this one.
Three cities in California.
Real California.
Okay, ready? And go.
I think Las Vegas.
No, that's
the San Diego.
San Diego.
Los Angeles.
San Bernardino.
Oh, no.
San Bernardino and Sacramento.
Sacramento?
Oh,
yes.
Woo!
Yes. 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 Last second. So you're still playing. All right, the ones you missed were Anaheim.
Oh,
And San Jose.
Of course. Those ones.
Show me the way to San Jose.
$7. All right, so now we'll move up to the next row where there are two items. Okay? We have $10 charity. I'd like you to name two types of fabric. Two types of fabric.
First,
okay, ready? Go.
Minky, Buckram, box fur, I guess.
Please?
Vinyl.
Suede.
Silk.
Cotton wool.
Polyester.
Nylon.
Linen.
Okay, so you got polyester. So you're still alive.
Oh my God, you got one left.
You have one left. The one you missed was flannel.
Someone said, wait, Zayden said that.
Okay, well, we have the last one, the very end. Okay, and let me reset the clock. Okay, so now, last chance. You have 15 seconds to win $10. Name me one salad ingredient.
Oh, lettuce.
Okay.
Okay, so anything that goes in the salad.
You can put anything in a salad.
You have 15 seconds.
Well,
and
all things,
go.
Lettuce, corn, potatoes. Tomatoes.
Croutons.
Chicken.
Corn, bacon.
Seeds.
Ham.
Carrot. Dressing.
Onions.
Spinach.
Onions. You said olive. You always got it in like the last second.
Yay. $10. Okay, so, first of all, that was $7. You said, right?
Yep.
All right, so let's put $7 in there. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now I want you to take these 10. Count them one at a time for everybody.
I know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Also 10.
Ticket ending in 268.
268.
No, you go ahead. You.
We literally trade because he's like, I want a different one. So do you want?
Are you sure?
Yeah. So you're waiting.
Is there a panel in here after Jeopardy or?
No.
I knew it was
after Jeopardy. No.
Probably not.
Well, there's
there's the dance and there's also the karaoke.
Yeah, I just meant, like, does he have to worry about going long for the other thing? So.
He runs the next panel.
Yeah, so basically, as long as everybody has time, we could go late.
Who the hell would Jeopardy just keep this up?
You probably put your mask above your nose.
I'm Gilhan, also known as Johnny Rebels the Beach Cat. I'm from Connecticut, originally Florida born.
There's no way to.
I've been in the fandom, since I stumbled into Fur Fright in Connecticut. But I've been a fan of the artwork and everything like that. And I just want to, as part of the fandom, I want to be like an unofficial furry liaison to the public. So if anyone ever has questions about the furry fandom, I'm very public about being a furry out in public. So when people are like, yeah, what's a furry? I'm like, oh, I'm glad you asked.
Are we trash?
Each one of you are treasures in artwork. Technically, each fursuit counts as an NFT in real life.
No! Nice.
And you can't copy screen that.
All right, thanks very much for your help with the fandom and so forth. All right, let's see what is going to be your game. We love dysfunction.
I did this one at Disney World when I worked there.
All right. So,
Yeah, former Disney cast member too.
Oh, wow.
I actually was on.
I will.
I was actually on the Melody and Plate attraction.
I did that.
Yeah.
I was kicked in the chair, but because I was currently a cast member, they kicked me out of the set because only paying customers can play for the thing.
Okay, so you are going to be playing a fastest finger question against yourself.
I'll tell you after.
You're friendly.
You're going to play a fastest finger question against yourself.
Okay.
All right.
I was actually a tour guide, and I worked at the Great Movie Ride.
Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to show you a question where you have to put the answers in order. I'm going to give you these cards because obviously we have masks on. It's kind of hard to hear people. You have 20 seconds on this question. And you're playing against yourself, so there's no real rush, but this will help me in determining what your question or your answer is. Okay?
Right.
So look at the screen or the up here, and I will show you the...
And they have to be put in order with, like, something or something?
Yeah, it's going
to
be put four things in order, and I'll tell you how it's going to go. Okay? Right. If you get a... each correct answer you get will be $1 to charity. If you get all four correct, it's $5. Right. Let's take a look at the question. For these TV series in order, their original debut started with the earliest. Ooh. Right? The A Team, Be Positive, The X Files, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my god,
it's
so easy! A Team's
probably the earliest.
It's
either
A Team
or X Team.
So that's $5 to charity. Be Positive is a CBS show that's on the air right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
I don't have cable.
Yeah, homie's eating, bro.
All right,
that's crazy.
Let's get over here. And like I said, count them out for us one at a time.
All right. We'll do like the magicians do. They're always like.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Wow. Thank you very much. The fancy salt guy.
Which park did you work at?
What's that?
The Disneyland or Disney World?
It was the studios, Disney.
Disney World?
Disney World, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was at, 2005.
Okay, do you want me to brag?
No, I just want to know if you were in the same year. I worked from 2005 to 2006 at the Hollywood Studios.
I was never a cast member.
Oh, I thought you said...
No, I said I played the game.
Oh, you played the game.
So I said,
you
want me to brag about it?
Yes.
You want me to brag about it? Fastest finger against 600 people and I got it.
Nice.
Wow.
And I got up to 250,000 points and went for it and lost because you play for pins on that show. And they have a timer to keep it moving. I hate that timer. I tried it on the real show. I hated it. Anyway. All right, so we're at $59. Let's find our next contestants. Oh, by the way, I just realized I need to plug a few things. First of all, I'm actually part of I run a group on Telegram called The Game Show Furs. If you search for that, it has the logo of the Whammy from Professor Luck. You can just go on there and sign on to the room. Game Show Furs. And then also, I'm part of a group on VR Chat, where we have a group of people who have set up game show sets, and we play games three times a week. What you would want to look for someone named GS Genesis. You may want to also, I know there's a Discord, but what you can do is you can go look on VR Chat for GS Genesis Game Show Hub, or you can go through the Game Show Furs on Telegram, so then we can kind of point you in that direction as well. Okay.
You may not want to say game chauffeurs too quickly, or else people might think it's game chauffeurs.
Game chauffeurs. Search for game chauffeurs and go find them.
Yeah, okay. Some tell me.
Let's take a look at the next contestants. Check it is ending in 3, 4, 3. three, four, three.
Three, four, three.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Oh, hi. Oh, wait, sweet tails hat.
Woo! Okay. How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm JP. I'm here with my daughter Sophie.
Aww.
And she just made her first suit, and she's working on a second one as well.
Nice.
Good.
They've been to a comic one?
This is their first.
Wow.
Welcome. There's a ton of first-timers this year.
Really?
Tons of them. Especially younger ones, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks very much for coming and bringing your daughter. So we're going to play a game here. Let's see what you had.
It is an absolute... I got
it's a game called Trigger
the Spy. Oh, the Trigger is back.
It's an old classic. And you are going to be playing the bonus round. It's called Face the Devil.
Yeah, they did that one.
I'm going to ask you to do here. This one? Yep. Just hold that. And you are eventually going to use that red button to spin the wheels on this slot machine. On each wheel, there are values ranging from 25 cents to $2. You want to try to accumulate $10 or more. But behind one of those wheels is the devil. If you find the devil, then you lose everything. And if you also win either again by getting $10 or more, or getting a natural triple, you can squeeze the same value. That'll give you the automatic win. Okay? And then you can stop anytime if you feel the devil's going to be coming. Okay, so all you have to do is just hit that red button and spin the wheels. Go! $2, $1.50, $50. That's a big spin right at the beginning of $4. Do you want to keep going or stop right there?
No.
Audience?
Keep going!
Keep going! And
you're going to push that button. 50, 50! Let's go!
Ah.
That was close. Now you're $6, you're $4 away. Want to keep going?
Keep going!
Keep going!
There you go. 25, 25, 25!
Yay!
Wow. I was not expecting that at all. That's great. I test this thing and I don't get triple that often. $10 is one at a time. And then one second.
$10 man lost.
Hey, go ahead.
Two,
no question, it's perfect.
Okay, let's go to our next player. It is chicken egg in 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, 5.
3, 4, 5.
Yay.
Hey, it's toothless.
Hey, it's toothless. You have a chicken just in case?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's very
torn
up, but yes.
Yeah, that's one. Okay. Go ahead and tell me very much.
I'm Toast. I'm from Wisconsin and work at IKEA, so you're welcome for the meatballs.
Not the
French. I don't want the French.
Seven.
Just meatballs.
So long. Thanks for all of it.
Hello.
All right. Do you have any, you're with, here with anybody?
Hello.
No?
They want to put you on the
chance. Well, let's see. Let's hope everything goes well for you this time. Let's take a second and see what game you are going to call. Oh, okay.
We have someone who wants
to play.
I've got
you.
I got you.
Can I take a picture of you too? Thank you. Let's see what game you are going to be playing.
Thank you.
Welcome to Weakest Link.
Okay,
it's a trivia game, unfortunately, but we'll see how well you can do. What is going to happen is, in order for you to win $10, you must create a chain of 9 correct answers. If you get your point, each time you get an answer right, the prize value goes up. If you give me a wrong answer or you pass, you break the chain and start a brand new chain. If I will pause between questions so that you have the opportunity to say bank, you will bank the money, but then you'll start a new chain from the beginning. What I will tell you is that I will ask you, I will read the whole question before you can give me an answer. You're going to have 3 minutes, okay? So it's quite a bit of time. You should be able to at least gain a couple of dollars, even if you can't make all 9 altogether. So pretty much I'm going to have to be able to hear you and get an answer, okay? If you don't know anything, just pass and I'll break the chain, but you get to start over, okay? All right, so if you are ready, let's play the Weak Slink. First question is for 25 cents. Subclock. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what solitary bird is found in a pear tree?
Turtle
dove.
Oh,
no.
Oh, it's turtle.
What 3-letter word is used as a term for a baby lion, tiger, or bear?
Yay!
According to the saying, what fruit a day keeps the doctor away?
Apple.
Correct. In football, scoring a field goal earns how many points?
3.
In the Legends of King Arthur, what was the name of the sword given to him by the Lady of the Lake?
Excalibur.
Yay!
Correct. Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku, and Kyushu are the 4 major islands that make up what island nation, Asian nation?
Come on.
Japan.
Japan's correct.
I'm not a weed.
Wow. If it is currently 9 a.m. in New York City, what time is it in Seattle?
3 hours back?
6 a.m.?
Correct. Wendy, John, Mike, and Michael Darling fly off with Peter Pan to what fictional island?
Neverland.
Correct.
Yay.
In April 1906, a major earthquake struck which major California city?
San Francisco.
Correct. The Galapagos, the rockhopper, and the emperor are all species of what flightless bird?
The dodo.
Penguin.
Correct.
It's a bird.
You have to say
bang. I did not know that. It's so hard to deal with the show.
All right, so that's a total of $10 to bank.
At some point,
we're being lenient tonight.
And like the way so doing so we have to start, we have to eliminate the things that we can plan.
Okay, so let's go ahead and have that first one at a time. All right, let's find one more player here. We still have time. Ticket number ending in 333. 333. Stand there. All right, and go ahead, tell everybody about yourself.
So hi everyone, I'm Lucas. This is my first con ever.
So oh yeah,
very excited
first
to be
time
here.
Lucas.
Yeah, with a K.
Silent.
All right, Dad.
I'm from Massachusetts, Foxborough, right outside of Gillette Stadium. Yeah. And I'm a freshman in college. I'm studying geography, and I play golf for my school.
Wow!
Yeah. Woo!
Are you here with anybody in the crowd? Or?
Yeah. My 3 friends back
there. Hey, cool.
Hi, 3 friends.
Hi, 3 friends.
Okay. All right, so let's take a look at the game for you.
This is my favorite game, too.
It's the match game.
I love you, Nick.
All right. Everyone loves the match game. So you're going to be playing the, what is called the Super Match at the end of the game. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a blank, a phrase with a blank in it, and you're going to give me a response. Okay. So let me first show you the phrase that you will be trying to match with. And it is blank pool.
Ooh. Okay.
So what I want you to do first is I'll tell you that the third most popular response to this going to be worth $1.
Okay.
The second most popular response is $2.50, and then the third most popular response is $5. So what I'd like you to do first is I'd like you to pick three people from the audience to give you suggestions for that phrase. Okay? So you know, point out to someone who want to try to get you to offer an answer.
Okay. Let's see. How about can I do my three people that I'm with?
Swimming?
Yeah, just a suggestion for
blank.
Swimming pool.
Swimming.
Okay. Who else?
Cesspool.
Cool.
Deadpool.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So swimming pool, Deadpool, and what was the other one back there?
Cesspool.
Cesspool. Okay. So you get to pick. You can pick one of those, or come up with something on your own.
Okay. I will go with swimming pool.
Swimming pool. Okay.
Okay.
So let's take a look at the $1 response.
Okay, forgot about that one.
Let's go up to the $2.50 response.
Oh, it could happen.
Good right now.
So or it might not be up there.
Might not be up there. All right, so let's take a look at the $5 response. Slider girl. Opportunity to double that to $10. Head-to-head match for someone.
All or nothing.
So you get to pick anybody in the crowd you want to come up here to help.
You win all day, bro.
What's your name again?
Summer.
Okay. So what I want you to do, I want you to come over here.
Oh, okay.
Right. I want you to I'm going to read a blank with this. I'm going to read a phrase with a blank in it. You're going to write down a response, and you're going to try to match. You're going to try to match whatever sense. Okay. I want you. You need to turn around.
No cheating.
Please
do
that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
No cheating.
Okay, so you're going to write something down. Let me get that. I'm going to see when you're done, and then I'll ask you for your response. Okay. So here is the phrase. It is. Magic blank, M-A-G-I-C.
Mars.
Okay, blank from the audience.
Shouldn't it be up on the screen?
What was the thing?
Magic blank.
Magic blank.
Should be up on the top. Watch it.
Nice and big, so you can see it. Good? Okay.
Nice.
Okay, now, to make this $10 charity, what is your response? Magic blank.
I'm going to go with carpet.
Magic carpet. Okay, turn around. Let's see. That pained expressions here. You can go ahead and you can stand up and show us what you say for magic blank.
Magic mic.
Yes!
You said carpet!
I was hoping that would be the answer. Magic wand.
Magic wand, magic spell.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those.
Thank you very much. And I want you to go ahead and take those 1 second.
Magic wand.
And go ahead and count them for us.
Here we go.
Magic 106.7, it's a radio station.
3, 4, 5.
$84. I will tell you that we have I have 3 games left, but again, I have Jeopardy right after this. These games should be hopefully fast. Okay?
Woo!
Aladdin? Let's go with our next player.
I was thinking
see if we can try to get $100 total.
But then Magic Mike can do it.
Check it out again. 3, 3, 6.
Ah!
3, 3, 6. Does anybody have 3, 3, 6?
Did you get a cup?
No, I didn't get one.
Whoa, that's
pretty
awesome. What is it?
Did you drop your ticket?
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I think I saw it land in your feet.
That's right.
There you
go.
Wow, you guys put an extra spot there.
Go ahead and tell me about your stuff.
Okay. Hello, I'm Splash. I'm a fursuit maker and a cosplayer. Oh. I study Japanese.
Yay. Oh, nice. Oh, we got a picture of you.
Sure.
There we go. Awesome, thank you.
Okay. Alright, well, thanks very much for being here. Seconds, and let's see what game you are going to be playing.
What else?
It's a game called Super Password. It's going to be pretty simple, okay? It's word association. Okay? So I'm going to bring to you a puzzle, okay? At the top of the board is a subject. Underneath there are five passwords or clues to go with that subject. The subject could be anything. Person, place, thing, not necessarily fur. Okay? I'm going to show you the clues one at a time, and you'll offer a guess to what it is. We'll start with $5 for at the beginning, and we'll go down $1 each time. But we'll have a little fun here. If you can get this one, no clues at all, I'll do $50.
Oh,
wow. So, no clues at all. What do you think it is? What's the subject?
Person, place, animal.
What's it?
Person, place, animal.
Anything.
Swords.
What's it?
Swords.
Sword. Is it a sword? Okay, so let me show you the legitimate first clue, okay? First clue is French.
French.
Okay, so what do you think the subject is going to be if it's French?
Bread.
What's it?
Bread.
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 Yes.
And is it? Next clue is oil. French. Oil.
French
beginning? $30. I was like, maybe we're going to get the hairs.
It's only French dressing.
Okay, I can probably make
my car sound. I love that.
French
oil.
Wait, are we allowed to tell
them?
Any idea? We can always pass and just move on to the next clue.
Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
Let's go to the next one.
Oh.
Egg.
Oh.
French.
French fries.
What is that? Hollandaise?
French fries. Okay.
So fries.
French
fries. Oh, yeah, fries.
Oh, is it French fries?
Oh.
No. Okay, we'll move on to the next one. White.
White.
French oil egg white.
Souffle.
By the way, is anybody outside waiting for Jeopardy bring them in?
Is Crisco a French company?
Any idea?
All right,
let's move on to the last clue. And this will be for $1. Spread.
Oh.
French oil.
Oh, it's gotta be mayonnaise.
White spread.
Butter.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. It's only $1, but you still have the opportunity to throw that.
Oh,
money
to
One!
With authority. Okay, for those coming in for Jeopardy, we're going to be almost done. I have two mini games left, and I do have the panel room, and there's nothing after this. If you still want to come in, that's fine. You can watch us play these last games, okay? So, I have two more, and like I said, it's all for charity, and there really is no rush at this point.
And I'll be some tabby, but
okay? Oh, more money. Go ahead.
Yay!
20!
How much?
20!
20!
We're gonna catch it!
Alright!
There's
20 in there. How much? $1? $1. Alright, so let's go to our next contestant. Ticket number 264. 264.
264!
Was it you? Alright, go ahead.
Hey, welcome back.
Good karma.
Welcome back. Go ahead and tell everybody about yourself.
Name's Daryl. I'm in a esports team in my school. That's basically all I got to say.
How long have you been a furry? This your first time?
Probably like...
This your first time here?
For Annie, yes.
Annie. Oh, nice.
What game do you play?
Mainly Super Smash Bros.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks again very much for being here. Okay, let's take a second to look at your game. Speaking of... you are going to play a quick version of Jeopardy for us, okay? Let's try to see how long... There you go. Alright, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one category to play with. You're going to pick from the board. We have five clues, $1 to $5. If you are able to answer all of its categories, $15 to charity. What I'm going to do is I'll read you the clue, and you can just go ahead. You can come in. You can give me an answer. Obviously, if you're right, you get that credit. If you get it wrong, you lose the money. If you don't know the answer, just... don't say anything or pass. I'll count that as if you never actually rang it. Okay? So let's take a second. What was your name again?
Daryl.
You see Bench?
Or I could just... Yeah. I'm just going to... That's my nickname right there.
Floof. Okay, what's this?
There you go.
Stay. Okay, so let's look at your...
Nice, nice indeed.
So let's look at your category. Category is game time. So all I just need you to do is to give me a clue. By the way, this is not the actual panel that you've come for. Okay? All right, so which of the clues you want?
Let's do the five.
Oh, go for the hardest first.
You want five?
Yeah.
Okay. The spy is the only piece that can nab a marshal in this game that's basically tabletop capture the flag.
Yay!
Oh,
no audience participation?
If you don't know, just tell me.
Yes, the game.
Show me.
Wait, are you allowed to help him?
Are we allowed to help him?
No. I didn't know.
All right. You're Stratego.
What's Stratego?
I don't even know what that is.
it's a much older game.
Yeah, okay. It makes sense.
Right,
it was
what's
that? Let's do one.
One?
Yeah.
This apologetic board game is similar to Parcheesi.
Is it the game Sorry?
Yay!
Sorry?
What is?
Oh, phrase in the form of a question.
What is Sorry?
Hey. Yeah, Jeopardy works you phrase
Jeopardy
in the form
wants you to phrase it. Phrase response, second question.
Okay.
So you have $1. Which one's next?
Let's do two.
Two?
Yeah.
Albert Laborious made the short film The Red Balloon and created this four-letter game of conquest.
Oh. I do.
Just so you know, we're gonna finish this up in a couple minutes, and then the real Jeopardy panel will happen.
Board game about conquering the world.
Any idea?
No.
Four letters.
Risk.
What is Risk?
Oh.
You know, it's an old board game with like pieces and all that thing. Next,
yeah,
three or four?
Right?
Four.
That's
three.
Like,
three. When creating this three-letter twist on Crazy 8, inventor Bo Robbins just started writing instructions on playing cards.
Oh. Oh. No, you.
No, you.
Uno? What is Uno?
What is Uno, correct? Or as you said, the game with the no you cards. All right. You only have one clue left.
Okay.
This naughty party game based on apples to apples was earlier called Purgatory.
What is Card Against Humanity?
Yay!
Alright, so that's a total of $8 to charity.
Yay!
Alright, and take those and count them out to everybody.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, we have one last quick game to end this. Ticket number 348.
Dang it! 348?
All right. Go ahead, Doss.
I guess.
Okay, tell everybody about yourself.
Andre, hello.
I'm here.
That's right.
What's your badge?
What's your badge?
Flipping around. Badge back. Birds are awesome! Don't sell yourself short. You're huge. You're not short? Don't sell yourself short. There you go.
Okay. Alright, this is going to be the last game.
Best of luck.
Please, God, don't be sports trivia.
This is a game called High Rollers. Oh, it's a game based on luck. So it's going to be pretty simple. But why don't you just pick up that number one buzzer. Right? You're going to face the big numbers.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you to push the button. You're going to roll a pair of dice. Okay, you're going to roll a pair of dice. Whatever number comes up, you have to knock out the numbers 1 through 9 in any combination. So if you roll a 9, you can knock out the 9 by itself. You can knock out the 6 and the 3. You can knock out the 2, 3, and the 4. Any combination. Each number you knock out is $1. If you knock out all 9 numbers, $20 to charity. Okay? If you roll doubles, you get an insurance marker, which gives you a chance to re-roll. Okay? So all I need you to do is push the red button, roll those dice. You have a 9. So how do you want to knock out a 9? You can look down here too.
So I can pick either like...
You can check out the 9, you can check out any combination of numbers that make up 9.
Take out the 1 and the 8.
1 and 8. Okay, push button, roll again. 8. I want to check out 8.
The 2 and the 7.
Two and six.
Matt,
how
does it work?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's try to roll again. Another 8.
Oh. I guess we gotta take the 3 and the 5.
All right. So now you see at the bottom there, the number choices have gone significantly. So you have 4, 7, 9, 11. The only good rolls. So go ahead. 7.
Woo!
All right. So that's the only way to do it is
7.
A 7. So a 4 and a 9, or you can hope for doubles. Go for it. An 8, that's doubles. So that's insurance, but you get to take that back because you got a bad roll. Can't do anything with an 8. So we're using insurance marker. Now we're going to roll one more time. 4 9s. Hit again. It came up as a 7, unfortunately. I did see that.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, that means you only get $7, not the whole thing, so that's $7 for charity.
Woo!
So you put that down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, go ahead and count it out for everyone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's it. Okay, so we are out of games, and as far as I can tell right now, we have $121. Going to charity.
Yay!
So we are going to be starting Jeopardy in just a minute.